Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Life Coach Radio Network. I'm Jen Duffy, and thanks for joining us tonight for this edition of the Happy Healthy Hour. Callers can dial in to 646-716-9397 and press 1 at any time if you'd like to be put on the air and placed in the queue, and I'll be taking questions, comments, and ideas from the audience. So today's topic is, what's health coaching all about? And as you know, this show is part of a network called the Life Coach Radio Network, and there are a few of us health coaches on the network as well, you know, which I think is really great because in addition to getting help with relationships, careers, life transitions, the whole array of different topics that the coaches on the network address, it's also really important to maintain a healthy foundation to achieve all that you want to. When you feel good and your health is good, you're just so much more able to conquer that new job or take that leap of faith in a new relationship. And it's so important in various times along the way where you may need a little help in taking care of your health. And a coach can give you that encouragement and the structure and the motivation and, you know, access to some new knowledge to really help you make better health choices and ultimately be on your way to feeling better and really making your health a priority so you can, you know, achieve everything that you're meant to. And so I always start off the Happy Healthy Hour with a what we're drinking feature. And so today's drink is a very easy immunity booster tea. You might notice my voice is a little scratchier than normal. I think, you know, maybe fighting something. I feel like I've been around more people who've been coughing and sneezing. And it's particularly this time of year when a lot of people tend to get sick. And although today is a beautiful crisp fall day in New York, where I am, earlier this week it was humid one day and then chilly the next. And I think that sort of swing sometimes can mess with people's health a little bit. And then, you know, once one person's sick, it spreads pretty easily. And so it's really important during this time of year, as we're going into cold and flu season, to take care of your immune system and really try and support your immune system through a lot of things. And one way is through your diet. And so for today's drink, I grated a teaspoon of fresh ginger, and I put it into, you know, I guess, eight ounces, maybe a little bit more of water, and I heated the water just below boiling. And ginger is great for boosting immune system, and it's often used to kind of help treat and prevent some colds. Ginger also contains vitamin C, which is really important to maintaining a healthy immune system. I think most people do know that, you know, eat their oranges, eat their citrus fruits. Ginger also can help aid with digestive issues, you know, if you're feeling nauseous or you have morning sickness, and it also can contain it also contains anti-inflammatory properties, which can help with a lot of different things, anything where you might have joint pain or things like that. So ginger's great. You know, it's great to cook with it. And in this particular hot tea, I steep the ginger to get some of that ginger flavor in there. And then I added the water and put in a green tea bag. And green tea is also really good for its immune-boosting effects. It's polyphenols, which are really potent plant antioxidants, and that's what's believed to give green tea some of these great health benefits. And there was a study that suggested that this particular type of polyphenols called catechins that's in green tea may actually kill influenza viruses. So green tea is a great hot beverage. So I'm adding my ginger water, steeping a tea bag of green tea. It's good to use just sort of below boiling water and steep the green tea, you know, no more than a minute or two. And then I've added the juice of 2 whole oranges. I just cut and sliced and squeezed it in. You know, and oranges, like I said before, and any citrus really are excellent in maintaining immunity. And they're packed full of vitamin C, vitamin A, potassium. And oranges also have beta carotene, which is a powerful antioxidant. And in addition to the orange juice, I squeezed the juice of 2 lemon slices just to give that a little extra citrus boost. And if you were feeling particularly congested, you could add a dash of cayenne pepper to it, but I left it out this time. And so I'm just drinking this great ginger green citrus tea, and it smells really good, and it's just kind of soothing on the throat, and all the properties in it are good to keep your immune system up. And so around this time of year, it's really good to keep eating the fresh fruits and vegetables, getting a lot of sleep. You know, some of the things that can really kill your immune system are not exercising. You know, we sit at our desks all day long, and this can make you feel pretty sluggish, which in turn can leave your immune system a little sluggish too. Regular moderate exercise, such as a daily 20 to 30 minute walk, increases the level of leukocytes, which is part of the immune system cell that fights infection. So that regular exercise can really help ward off getting sick. And when you're not an exerciser, your risk of infection, such as colds, increase compared to those who are exercising. You know, and being inactive can weaken your immune system indirectly too. When you lead a more sedentary lifestyle, you might not get the same good sleep quality at night, and then it can also lead to obesity and other problems that overall increase your risk of illness. And being overweight, you know, puts you at a greater risk for getting infection. And so, you know, maintaining a healthy diet and not carrying extra weight, because a high number of fat cells will often trigger the release of pro-inflammatory chemicals in the body, and this can lead to chronic inflammation. And when the inflammation is ongoing, that's when healthy tissues can get damaged. And so maintaining a healthy weight, and, you know, especially as we're going into the holiday season when there's tons of food, really trying to, you know, keep the indulgences to a limit and eat a healthy diet will help keep you healthy as well. Same thing with trying to limit foods that are too high in sugar and fat. This will also suppress immune system cells that are responsible for attacking the bacteria, so that you can ward off sickness when you are in contact with people that are sick or germs. And stress. You know, everyone has stress in their lives, you know, and short-term stress can actually boost the immune system, but it's the chronic long-term stress where your body produces too much cortisol than it needs, you know, because of this fight or flight reaction. And then when you're under constant stress, it makes you more vulnerable to illness, you know, from colds to more serious diseases. And so, you know, it's not that we can necessarily get rid of stress. There's been a lot of literature recently publishing that, you know, stress can actually be good for you. It's just how you react and respond to the stress, and also the things in your life you do to kind of mitigate the effects. So meditation and yoga and exercise and time with friends and family, and being socially isolated can also have a negative impact on your immune system. People who have good, strong relationships and a good social network, you know, tend to sometimes have better physical health as well as mental health, and this helps your immune system. So even though as the cold winter months come upon us and the inclination might be to hibernate and, you know, cut ourselves off from the outside world, being around people and being around family and friends, you know, when you're healthy, obviously if you're sick, you want to stay home and not spread your germs. But people and having a good social network can also help play a role in your overall healthiness and happiness. So, you know, as we're going into this particular season where people tend to get sick more, so there's some things to think about. And, you know, the fresh fruit juices and vegetable juices are great, as well as eating your fruits and your vegetables and good protein, and really watching the sugary, fatty foods that don't actually help promote health but can harm our health. So if you're just tuning in now, you're listening to the Happy Healthy Hour on the Life Coach Radio Network. Listeners can call in to 646-716-9397 and press 1 any time if you want to be on the air and placed in the queue. And I hope that you'll find some time to check out some of the other great shows on the network. There's actually two networks, the Life Coach Radio Network and the International Life Coach Radio Network. And we recently launched a Life Coach TV network, which is great. They're fabulous short video clips that you can watch on different topics. So definitely lots of great programming on a wide array of topics. So I hope, you know, when you have a chance, you'll check it out. So for today's topic, we are talking about health coaching. You know, I think health coaching has become increasingly popular in the last couple of years or last decade or so. The particular school that I went to is the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, and they're headquartered in New York. And it was actually founded over 20 years ago by a man named Joshua Rosenthal. And he was pretty visionary, I think, at the time to recognize that, you know, our healthcare system, while it's, you know, there's a lot of great access to medicine in the U.S., there's a lot of room for people to take ownership of their health. And the only way people are going to get healthier is if there are more people out there who are motivating and inspiring to take control and take ownership of your health and create a healthier lifestyle. Because the lifestyle we've been leading in many ways in the standard American diet hasn't been promoting the best health amongst our society. And so Institute for Integration Nutrition is one very popular program right now. There are other health coach programs out there. What's great about IIN, the acronym for Institute for Integrated Nutrition, is that the goal is really to just create a ripple effect that inspires many, many people to take control and take ownership of their health. And when you're in the program, you are not just introduced to one particular methodology or approach to health, but over 100 different dietary theories. And it's really looking at the whole person and how everyone is very different and unique, and what may work for some people may not work for others. And part of that approach leads itself to how people work with clients or when they are health coaching, is that recognizing the individuality of each person and working with them to find the right approach to that's going to get them inspired to want to eat right, exercise, feel good, make healthy choices in their relationships, manage their stress, all of these things that in the aggregate help contribute to everyone's health and overall well-being. And that's not to say that, you know, you still might not get sick, and you know, unfortunately, a lot of times these things do just happen. You know, genes play a role in chronic disease as well. But to the extent that you can be doing things for yourself to try and mitigate, you know, what may or may not happen, that's really important. And this giant network of coaches that has been formed has helped people, I think, figure out what they need to be doing in their lifestyle. And so, you know, how do you go about finding a health coach? What does a health coach do? Health coaches do a lot of different things. There's a lot of coaches set up one-on-one health coaching, which is a very popular way to work with a health coach, similar to if you work with a personal trainer or, you know, a lot of different or a life coach on bigger issues that might be beyond your health. But you may want to meet with a health coach with some specific goals and objectives that you have in mind, and that can be a part of how you find the right health coach for you. So health coaches will work one-on-one. Health coaches will often do group programs. I've heard of some health coach friends that find a lot of times when they go in, when they meet with someone, they find out that maybe the family or maybe the workplace might be an opportunity to work collectively because everyone shares similar goals, and then there's the positive reinforcement of, you know, everyone working together and encouraging each other to be healthier and make healthier choices. And so group programs can be a great way to achieve that. And then also doing workshops. Not everyone may have the time or the budget or the inclination to meet one-on-one, but might want to just go occasionally, maybe once a month or periodically, to go and hear different workshops that are topically focused. And I know a lot of times health coaches will do workshops at yoga studios, at acupuncture or chiropractor's offices, at schools, different venues where a health coach can come in and do a workshop on a particular topic, might suggest some things for takeaway to read, and you might go listen to the health coach and, you know, be inspired for one or two takeaways from that particular workshop. Or you might not like the workshop per se, but at least it opened your eyes maybe to another aspect of health and wellness that you hadn't previously considered. So it's all part of giving people information, access to knowledge that will ultimately allow people to make their own decisions and decide what works for them and what doesn't work for them. And, you know, the overall goal is just to coach you to reach your health and wellness goals. And it's not necessarily something that happens overnight. It's something that really requires making some gradual, sustainable changes that will ultimately create bigger improvements in your overall well-being, but not overnight. You know, these are the things that you want to change behavior and make lasting change behaviors. And a lot of times people who end up being health coaches, you know, may have had a personal experience that got them interested in doing this type of work, such as being diagnosed with a disease or, you know, having some sort of condition or life change that made them make some changes in their own life and become educated and informed, and then want to go and share that knowledge. And so health coaching isn't necessarily about treating or diagnosing a disease. I mean, that's really left to the doctors and healthcare professionals who work in more clinical settings, but more maybe how that you can live or manage or cope or complement a disease or just overall general wellness goal. So it could be losing weight. It might not be about losing weight because you might already be at a healthy weight, but you do feel like maybe you want to eat a little bit healthier or you're making some lifestyle changes. I know a lot of people, when they're thinking of getting pregnant, will often work with a health coach or a nutritionist because they want to make sure that they are eating the right things that's going to set them up for a healthy pregnancy, and then are also eating right as they go through the pregnancy. And so learning more about foods that will support their reproductive system as well as foods that will support their pregnancy. And so, again, you know, health coaches are not meant to replace any of the other existing professionals out there, such as doctors or nurses or acupuncturists or yoga teachers or any of those people. Everyone serves a really vital niche, I think, in the whole overall makeup of our healthcare. But coaches can help bridge some of the gaps and work one-on-one with people or with groups of people to motivate them, keep them on track, keep them accountable. And I think that's sometimes where people will misstep and fall on their wellness journeys, is they know what to do. It's just constantly being reminded and encouraged to do that. And, you know, I had a friend once who said, well, why do you work out with a personal trainer? And, you know, I find that sometimes in various points in my life, I really enjoy working out with the trainer. They push me, they encourage me, and fitness is something that's important to me. And they said, why do you do that? You know, you played sports when you were younger. Like, you know what to do when you go to the gym. And yes, in theory, I know about cardio and I know about weights and I know about stretching, but I like someone there keeping me accountable or pushing me or coming up with new things, because their job is to constantly be focused on new workouts and switching it up and figuring out the best way to target different muscles and things like that. So their knowledge helps inspire me. And so then when I go to the gym and incorporate what they've been teaching me or coaching me on, you know, I feel like I am taking it further than I could on my own. And I think health coaching is similar when it comes to diet, nutrition, lifestyle. It's someone there kind of being your health conscious, so to speak, and saying, you know, have you gone to the gym, and why are you not making time for yourself to go to the gym? Or why, if it's not the gym, getting outside and doing whatever form of exercise and movement that you like and works for you. You know, when you start working with a health coach, the likely first session will be an intake form and just getting a little bit about your health history and understanding where you've been in the past with your health, where you want to go, what kinds of things you're hoping to work on, and some of the goals and objectives you have for working with the health coach. And very likely, some health coaches might make you keep a journal and start writing down, you know, how you were feeling on different days, what you were eating, what your energy level was like, how much sleep you were getting, and start kind of tracking that. And when you start looking, when you put pen to paper and start looking at the different behaviors that you are practicing, you will likely see room for improvement. And working with a health coach together, you can take a look at that and realize, oh, okay, there is some areas where I can improve, and how can I do that? And I think that can be the beauty of working with a coach. Just like teams have coaches, just how people, when they want to make career transitions, sometimes will go to a coach to help them figure out. A health coach is kind of like your wellness mentor. They're not perfect, and a lot of times coaches have coaches because we all are human, and, you know, we develop behaviors and patterns, and sometimes we can get on a really good pattern of healthy eating and getting sleep and exercising, and then something can just happen in our lives that can totally throw everything askew, and all of those good patterns that you ingrained and reinforced can get jolted and shifted, and then you might need to reboot a little and say, okay, I got to rethink things and figure this out. And how am I going to do that? And sometimes getting another person's perspective and insight who's worked with other people, not just you, but have a experience with other people. And while everyone is unique, we are also all similar in some senses where we, you know, we struggle sometimes to do what we know is right, and we let life overwhelm us and let all of our obligations and busyness, you know, take front and center and put our health to the wayside and not make it a priority. And so having someone who's your advocate and your champion to do that can be really helpful. And that's not to say that, you know, you need to work with a health coach for the rest of your life. I think people will find a coach that they like, which is important. And going about finding a health coach, you really do need to make sure it's a fit. IIN has a directory, which is coaches.integratednutrition.com, if you are interested in working with an IIN coach. And you can search on there by interest area, what your specific area is. Because as coaches work with people, they tend to develop niches of their own because of, again, like I mentioned, maybe a personal experience, or, you know, sometimes it's just easier to relate to someone who's maybe a similar age or demographic or shares a similar approach. If you, you know, are really interested in being more of a vegan vegetarian lifestyle, and someone can help you make that switch because you feel like that's what's right for you. Or if you're the person that doesn't even want to go down that path because meat is a good for you and you want to stick to it, there are people who specialize in raw vegan type diets, and then there are people who take a much more, you know, moderate approach to diet where they really want to, you know, look at the whole array of food choices you can be eating and help you work within a much broader universe than, say, someone who wants to be more specific towards vegan or vegetarian. You can also go by word of mouth because, you know, you may know people who are working with health coaches. I think that's great if you can get a referral. I think when you approach a new coach, asking for testimonials or references is a great idea, checking into their credentials. I think that is an area that sometimes gets a little skepticism about health coaches because it is a newer field and the accrediting is much broader and not as structured as, say, for some other occupations. And so you need to do your own kind of gut check on, you know, how you feel about this particular person and working with them. And, you know, I think IIN is one accreditation. There are other accreditations out there. But again, you know, do your homework and see who you want to work with and how their approach is to you. If someone's recommending something that's very extreme and radical and you're not comfortable with it, then that's not a right fit. Another source of referrals might be people in similar health fields. Doctors are starting more and more to actually have sometimes health coaches on site or refer because they think there's a realization that when people are doing all those things like exercising, eating right, managing stress, their overall outcomes are healthier. And so healthy patients are everyone's goal, basically. We're all trying to see how we can optimize health for people when you're in sort of a healing and health profession. And so some other people who might have references for you could be acupuncturists, chiropractors. Some of these offices will incorporate a health coach, massage therapist, a physical trainer, personal fitness person. They often work with health coaches or can refer you to health coaches. And oftentimes, some of these professions have gone and sought health coach certification as well to incorporate it. So you might find a physical personal trainer who also does health coaching, and it's sort of a whole package, or a lot of yoga teachers or chefs have started looking into this, adding these credentials as well. And so making it a much more integrated approach. And so really, health coaches' backgrounds can be very, very diverse. And a lot of people come to a health coach training program or certification with very, very varied backgrounds. And then what they do with it after and how they blend things together can be really, really interesting. And so there's so many out there now, and it continues to grow with this movement that that has begun, that finding someone who you enjoy working with and resonates with you and what you want to achieve is entirely possible and doable. And so I wouldn't stop if you don't really click with someone. You know, I also would caution that don't expect that in one or two sessions you are going to be, you know, completely transformed. It does take time, and most coaches will recommend a minimum of 3 to 6 months of working together, and that's kind of an optimal time frame to change behaviors, get in a groove. And so if it's not working, you might want to stick it out. If there are some reasons where you really just don't like working with the person, it's always okay to break up with your coach. You know, and there may be times when you're done with the program and you're ready to take things on your own, but you might want to come back for sort of maintenance, or like I said before, things, circumstances in your life may change, and it might be now you need to look at things from a different angle or lens or vantage point. And so, the goals of working with a health coach will really vary by person. We are all unique and individual, and it's important to remember that. It is also important, though, to make goal setting a part of it. You know, I think it's great to have good conversations about health and wellness, but if it's really just, you know, conversational, what are you working towards? And so having some objectives or goals for the work together is important. You know, I think unfortunately right now a lot of insurance is not yet fully recognizing health coaching, so likely you will need to be paying out of pocket. But I read something today, a friend had posted on her Facebook, about looking at health the way we look at so many other things and really making an investment. And I think we're so reluctant sometimes to spend money on things that seem unnecessary, like I know people will often feel like massage can be such a luxury, but often if you have some sort of issue or injury, massage therapy is not a luxury. It is pain relieving, it's good circulation, and so it's kind of thinking about how you prioritize your resources, and you know, do you really need another pair of shoes? Or maybe working with a health coach, or, you know, it is different. Everyone has different financial constraints, and I do recognize that for some, you know, thinking of working with a health coach is just really is a luxury, because things are tight, and you're prioritizing your money just even by healthy food can be an issue. But if you do have more resources available, and if you take a hard look at how you're spending it, those resources, are you making health a priority? Because having resources or things are meaningless if you don't have your health. And I've really, really in the last year come to realize that how critical health is, and how I think we often take for granted our health when it's good, and then when it's not good, realize how much more complicated and difficult it makes your life. And so making some of those investments in your health while you have good health, or realizing that maybe your health is borderline and trying to stave off any sort of, you know, major catastrophic event by making lifestyle changes, can really, really make a difference in your long-term overall longevity and just even how you feel. Even if you're healthy, in the sense that you are free of disease, if you are carrying extra weight or you don't have a lot of energy or you're not getting good sleep, you're not going to feel your best self. And I think that's a lot of what health coaching also is trying to propel and move towards, is to make you really optimize your life and feel as good as you can. And so, you know, people in various intersections of the healthcare world are going to incorporate and work with coaches. I mean, coaches are in private practices and could be working with people who maybe are preparing for, you know, some sort of treatment for a disease, that they're living with a condition such as diabetes or cardiovascular disease. And then other people are inspired to really try to work more on the policy side of things. I know some of the IIN graduates have gone on to tackle childhood obesity as an issue and work within schools and work with legislators to really help move the needle on the way that young children and young people are getting introduced to diet and lifestyle, and trying to change their behaviors really early on, because changing your behaviors as an adult is much harder. You know, if you've been eating a certain way for, you know, a very long time, introducing new foods and a new way of eating is really difficult and can be challenging. Whereas for children, why not start early in introducing them to fruits and vegetables and making sure they're getting outside and or, you know, running around a gymnasium as opposed to sitting inside on a device and not moving and perpetuating this sedentary lifestyle that's really become quite commonplace. You know, and even corporations, actually, you know, if you work for a big company, you may want to check with your HR, because I know a lot of companies have started to work with, bring health coaches in to work with their employees or have an on-site health coach and to provide coaching services to individuals. And in that case, some of those costs may be covered, actually, by your employer. So that's definitely something to look into. And, you know, I think one of the things to remember, though, is that when you do work with a health coach, people often come in expecting to be told precisely what to do and say, okay, eat this, not that, and, you know, do this, and be very prescriptive and didactic. And what you will probably find with most health coaches is that it's a lot of engaging in dialogue about what your life looks like and what, you know, what works for you, in the sense of, can we figure out some time management techniques to move things around and free up space so that you can do more of what you need to do in a way that works for your schedule. I can't tell you what works for me and then expect you just to go replicate that. That's not how coaching works. It's really teasing out what is going to work for you. And so when, you know, what actually works best is having people come in and just slow down and think about their goals and together tease out that plan and figure out what is going to work. You know, I think so many of us are really have become out of touch with our bodies and what we really need. We end up, you know, I think sometimes running on little sleep, fueling ourselves with caffeine to keep going through things, reaching for whatever most accessible, you know, grabbing for sugar and allowing a sugar high to fuel us, and then when the crash hits, reaching for more caffeine or more sugar. And, you know, if we try to get more in touch with our bodies and realize, you know, when I eat right and I make planning ahead of time to, you know, pack a healthy snack or, you know, cook on a Sunday in advance for the week, I feel better. And am I hungry and listening to your body? Do I want to eat, you know, and stopping when you're full and enjoying food and not just shoveling it in and figuring out what role and place food has in your life. And I think, you know, working with a health coach can kind of shed some light on that. And I think a lot of people, when they take a step back and look at some of the behaviors they've built over the years, will realize there's room for improvement and will, you know, make some changes. And if they commit to it and also have a coach championing them along the way, hopefully will realize change, and change that is sustained and lasting. And, you know, for myself, I actually was diagnosed with some food intolerances while I was doing my IIN program. And I thought, you know, I thought I was eating healthy. And for the most part, I was. But what I was eating wasn't great for me. And I mentioned this on a previous show. I had a lot of stomach issues, and no one really could figure out what it was. There was nothing major, thankfully. But I just felt off, and I felt tired a lot, and, you know, my stomach didn't feel great, which isn't a reason to slow down or stop doing the things you want to be doing, but it was just not letting me do it at the level I wanted to be doing. And so when I had gone to see a doctor who recommended some blood work to test for food intolerances, so not allergies, but intolerances, it showed that I was really intolerant to eggs and dairy. And at the time, I was eating a lot of eggs. I thought eating egg whites with veggies was great. And that can be a really great, healthy food option. But if it's not agreeing with you, it was messing up my digestion, and then I wasn't absorbing things right. So, of course, I was tired because I wasn't really properly digesting my food and getting the nutrients I needed. And so the doctor said, okay, I want you to stop eggs and dairy for 3 months and see how you feel. And so I said, okay, great. And I went home. I said, well, what am I going to eat for lunch? And what am I going to, you know, how am I going to do this? Because everywhere I looked, it seemed like eggs and dairy were. And I happened to be doing the program at the time and exposed to a lot of different, you know, health coaches and training, as well as work with a mentor health coach that I had been assigned as part of the program. And it was great because there was a lot of different ideas that I wouldn't have thought of necessarily on my own, or needed to kind of figure out to make some diet dietary lifestyle changes to get rid of the eggs and dairy and not feel deprived or not feel like when I was, you know, going out to eat, it was a problem or I was being difficult if, you know, I was at some sort of group event or business event or something. And so it was helpful to have that support and people with different ideas and creative ideas for challenges that other people have maybe already addressed. I know this is can be a big thing when people are diagnosed with celiac disease. And celiac disease is actually becoming much more prevalent in the sense people are finally getting it diagnosed and picked up on, and it's being much more accepted. But there's, you know, still I think a lot to go because wheat and gluten is in so much. And now it's great to see all the different gluten-free options now that exist more and more in menus as more people are finding out that they have it. But when you get diagnosed with celiac, and if you don't have necessarily family members with it or friends with it, it can be overwhelming to think about, well, what am I going to eat? And so whereas a doctor can give you that diagnosis, a health coach might help you figure out how to make that practical in your life for you and go through some menu planning or look at some recipes or recommend some good resources online to look at and help synthesize the information. And I think that's a really important feature to think about if you're looking into health coaching or you're thinking about, you know, becoming a health coach yourself, is that health coaches are meant to be at the cusp and the forefront of the information that's constantly coming out. Nutrition and health and wellness is such an evolving field that's changing quickly. And if you have a myriad of other responsibilities and a job in an unrelated field and, you know, you're raising a family, it's really hard to stay on top of the latest and greatest information and sift through all the information because it's overwhelming. There actually is a lot of information out there on health and wellness. So there's really not necessarily a lack of information. It's just almost that it's information overload. And so how do you know what's the credible information? How do you know it's there's not something that's, you know, going to come out the next week and contradict that? And when you work with a health coach, they're reading constantly or they're working on that and they're expected to kind of be synthesizing and sifting through that information. So that can be a channel for you to help streamline a lot of the information and really break it down for you and keep you fresh and current on different things. And their job's to be exposed to new foods and new recipes and new workouts that you might like. So you can keep it, you know, some of the stuff that works is actually not always so new. It is pretty basic, and I think that's important to remember that it's not necessarily one particular superfood or another. There's no magic pill, no magic potion. It really is about lifestyle change. But at the same time, there's a lot of, you know, new ways to make it more fun and interesting and new companies and new products, and sometimes you might find something that you really love. So having someone who can help expose you and introduce you to all the different things that are out there can be beneficial when you feel overwhelmed by all that or just don't really have the time to keep up with everything. So, you know, health coaches are primarily trained to counsel clients one-on-one, and that really is, I think, a lot of where the training comes from. But it really does also lend itself to a variety of different approaches and different business models. And I think out of health coaching has arisen a lot of new businesses. I know that the founder of Organic Avenue is actually a health coach by training, and there's, I think, the author of Clean Plates as well. And so a lot of these things that have really now made it more into the mainstream were started by health coaching, seeing a need for something, a new product or a new way of living or a new service, and people are getting out there and doing it, and people are responding. You know, people are interested. People are becoming more and more hungry for information about health and wellness. And like I mentioned before, there's plenty of out there. There's plenty of it out there. It's sifting through all of it and finding what really works for you and finding, you know, there might be a particular book that you really love and is easy and digestible and clear for you. Or it might be a particular website or blog. And sometimes health coaches can help you find that or recommend some resources for you. And like I said before, health coaches aren't replacing any of the other traditional professions. They're just really adding on new role, so to speak, that will help bridge the gap and get us to where we need to be with better health outcomes and healthier behaviors and really make it more widespread. So, you know, I've said this before on shows where it feels more like it's the norm and not the exception. You're not the oddball, like, oh, what are you eating, that green juice? And it's great, you know, you see a lot of people drinking and, you know, healthier and eating healthy things, and it's not, you know, you don't get the funny look if you're like, well, I actually would rather not have that slathered in mayonnaise, or I don't want to cover it in ketchup, or, you know, adding some of the unhealthy condiments that we see everywhere, or saying, you know, I actually really don't want to go eat fast food. Or if you go to a fast food chain looking for what, if, you know, because it's the only thing around, that's your option, what are the healthy options? And so I think part of this growing movement has really been to expand our eyes to the different options that are out there. And when you work with a health coach, they can give you that motivation, you know, even when you start to feel like your, you know, initial drive is kind of waning. I know in January, everyone is really excited to start a new health regime. And then a couple weeks later, or a couple months go by, and where is that initial motivation? And how do you sustain that? And, you know, it's about not trying fad diets or, you know, just, you know, going off on doing something really extreme or radical, but introducing some structure and some attainable goals that will help create new habits and keep the old habits at bay. And, you know, setting clear goals and making a plan to achieve them is one thing that you can do in working with a health coach. And then, you know, really distinguishing what goals are most important to you and not making that overwhelming. And working with your calendar and finding those times when you are going to plan ahead with your respect to food and finding times for exercise. And then also putting in some boundaries for flexibility in your life. You can't just assume that you're going to now drastically change your life and you're never going to slip up and eat a cookie or a piece of cake. And so allowing some of that into the new regime that you're trying to work with. And then also just reminding yourself that you can do this and believing that you can do it and having, you know, the confidence and the optimism about being healthier and not just, you know, throwing the hands in if you slip up or, you know, go a week or two and you realize, oh, I have not been eating so great or exercising, but getting back on there and just feeling good about yourself and feeling good about the health wherever you are in your health journey and feeling like, you know what, your health could always be better. It can certainly always be worse, but you are committed to doing everything you can to be healthy and feel good and working towards that longer term goal. And celebrate when you do make accomplishments, whether it's, you know, really feeling like you've mastered a menu and knowing what, you know, if you've been diagnosed with some sort of a food-related allergy or disease or intolerance, and then now you feel confident you can go out to eat and you know exactly what you want and you don't feel like you're being deprived, you know, that's something to celebrate. Or if it is weight loss for you and you lost some weight, even if it's a pound, you know, and you have many more to go, every milestone, you know, celebrate it, embrace it, and be happy about it. And I think health coaches are trained to help remind you about that and embrace who you are and where you are on this journey. You know, and I think if you are struggling to find the motivation needed to overcome something like this, whether it's your weight or some other health-related issue, then a coach could really provide you the resources that you need. And it's meant to be kind of a supportive mentor who is helping to educate you and support you and work with you, and so that you can make long-lasting changes that you can take control of and manage in your life. You know, and I think people question the efficacy of health coaching at time, and I think there's still a lot to be said for that really being studied and looking at some data, but there are studies that are being done, and they are showing that health coaching is effective in improving various aspects of health, from looking at diabetes to coronary heart disease. People who are coached and have mentors in their back pocket are make significant strides because they, you know, can rely on someone to help them improve their knowledge and their skill and their, you know, their own ability to adhere to a regime. And again, it's less about do this, don't do that, and more about empowering, you know, empowering a person to take control and to understand what's going to help them be healthier. And that's huge. That's really where the rubber meets the road in making change. When you feel like you know what you need to do and you are willing to do that and take control. And, you know, there's been studies to show that even telephonic coaching can be effective. In some cases, one-on-one sessions can be done in person with health coaches. But I know a lot of people that have developed phone practices, and that really seems to work because, you know, everyone's busy. And so if you have to add another appointment where you have to be somewhere and get somewhere, and maybe that requires you to, you know, squeeze it in before or after work or on a lunch break or get a sitter if you have children, or, you know, that might be an obstacle. Coaching by phone can certainly provide similar results. I think sometimes having that face-to-face encounter is important, and I think it's good, you know, maybe to meet if it's possible and just, you know, get to know your coach a little bit through an in-person session if that's something they're offering. But I would not dissuade people from also giving the telephone coaching a way to go as well, because it might give you the flexibility that you're looking for to be consistent with it. And so, you know, scheduling a time where you talk through about, you know, what those, how you're doing on the road to your goals and, you know, what you've been eating and what's your lifestyle been like, and if there are some challenges or obstacles that you've been facing that have come up, they can serve as great check-ins, and it doesn't necessarily have to be an in-person practice. There's definitely been some studies showing that it can be effective as well. And, you know, overall, some of the traits you're looking for in a health coach are things you almost would look for in, you know, any healthcare professional that you're going to go to. And so a level of trust, being a good listener, someone who has a positive attitude, you know, not recommending any course of action or plan that you're not comfortable with, that's a radical or drastic approach, agreeing to some sort of plan or setting goals, giving you access to the information that you need. And, you know, overall, you want to find what works for you. And I know I probably sound like a broken record at this point about this notion of individuality and finding what works for you. But health is, at its very core, a very individual experience. And even the way people respond to medication, some people can be fine with medication, some people can have, you know, adverse reactions. Unfortunately, it's really not an exact science. It is still more of an art form, and a lot of it is listening to people and understanding what's going on to really try and figure out what's going on with them. And health coaching is similar. And so what may work for one person may not work for another, and vice versa. And some people might feel great eating a certain way, other people may not. And so I think when it comes to your overall health, you want to have a good relationship with a primary care physician who will, you know, test a lot of those metrics such as your cholesterol and your sugar level and your blood pressure, and really keep track of all of those specific indicators. And, you know, if you are on any medications, you want to make sure that anything that is being recommended by a health coach doesn't contraindicate that, and tell your doctor if you are working with someone and, you know, you're eating a certain way or you're, everyone needs to work in conjunction with each other and not at odds with each other, and I think that's important when you choose these relationships, that we're all sort of working towards the same goals, and again, that's reaching an optimum level of health. So again, health coaching doesn't replace doctors or other healthcare professionals. There's a role for everyone. I think that there's a lot that we already do know about how to be healthy, and there is an intuitive knowledge within your own body. When you know when you don't feel right or when you do feel good. And so it's important to recognize the own wisdom you have and listen to yourself. I know plenty of people who have been misdiagnosed with things and, you know, haven't quite felt right and kept pursuing and didn't just accept things that other people told them about their bodies, but did keep pursuing until they did figure out really what was going on. I've had a similar experience going on with a very good friend of mine right now, and she didn't give up. You know, she kept going to different doctors and saying, you know, I need to figure this out. There's something not right. And, you know, when they finally figured it out, it was like a eureka moment. And so you know your body, and you need to listen to your body and be your advocate. And that's really what health coaching gets down to, is empowering you to be your own advocate, because only you are responsible for your health. You cannot put your health onto others. You can't expect anyone to take care of your health for you the way that you can. And when some people are suffering from, you know, really severe illnesses or debilitating injuries or diseases, then, you know, there are other people who are brought in to be caregivers. And caregiving in and of itself is a hugely critical, important role. And caregivers often don't always put their own health first and can be at risk for health issues. And that's a whole another topic that I do intend to explore on this show at a later date. And I know that some of my other coaching colleagues have talked about that, because being a caregiver is a challenging experience, yet at the same time, you know, when it's for a friend or a family member, it's hard to imagine not being that way. And so I'm kind of speaking from personal experience here, and something that is near and dear to my heart. But, you know, again, for the most part, even people who are going through serious illnesses need to be champions for their own health to the extent they can. And when people feel helpless or powerless, or that they don't have control of their health or control of their lives, that can have significant consequences. So, you know, getting back to the root of health coaching, I think when you work with a health coach, you can figure out, you know, why maybe you haven't been taking control of your health. And that's that shift that starts to happen. And when you put yourself and your health as an important priority, and you decide that you are going to take control of your health, you will see positive outcomes in your health. And even if things come your way down the road, you're better poised and equipped to handle them. My mom and I did our integrative nutrition program together, and it was great. We had talked about doing it for years. We would get the brochures in the mail back when there was more mailing, and we would pore over the brochure and say, oh, well, we should do this, but we just never felt like we had the time to do it, or just the timing wasn't right. And then I was actually living in another country at the time, and I was doing some research on health behaviors and looking at the individual as being critical to improving health, you can't be reliant on a health system to improve health, that you really have to be reliant on individuals to start taking control and making better choices and decisions as a critical piece of figuring out the whole healthcare issue. And I was inspired to go and say, you know what, I'm doing this health coaching program. And I told my mom, let's do it, we're doing it. And we did it together, and it was such a good experience. And it was great because we supported each other, and we kind of encouraged each other, and we would bounce ideas off each other. And she went on and founded a wellness center in our town, health coaches, people who actually are trying to make, you know, major lifestyle changes and improve their health. And she is also a yoga teacher and will incorporate yoga into it. And, you know, I'm working with her a bit more and learning from her as well on some of the things that she's introduced in her center. And, you know, over the last year, she's had some significant health challenges. And we say we're so thankful for some of our training and some of the things we were exposed to, because even though she has been dealing with a very serious illness, all of that knowledge, she's taken it with her. And you know, I also at some point in time want to have my mom come on and talk about her health challenges and struggles that she's been dealing with this year. But some of that knowledge that we gained access to, and, you know, not just being reliant on all of the healthcare practitioners that come away, but seeking out more information and taking control and researching different things and asking informed questions. I think a lot of that stemmed from us being exposed to this work and looking at different things to complement, not necessarily replace treatment, but to complement. So looking at different diet and food and healthy foods to make sure where those are incorporated in, and looking at meditation and stress management as, again, a way to offset some of the anxiety and the stress that comes from dealing with a very complex medical condition. And so we've sort of firsthand witnessed that, and, you know, I do think maybe there was a reason that why we had done this program together and now are going through this, and I think there's a lot of people out there that can share their experiences. And again, if you're looking to work with someone who has had a similar personal experience, that can be a great way to bolster your own experience and share information. And fundamentally, sharing information is important, because, you know, you go through these experiences and you learn things that maybe you didn't know before. And I think health coaching is about sharing information, and people are very passionate. I think passion is an important feature as well of when you look for a health coach, or if you think about becoming one yourself. And that passion and that commitment, you know, that commitment to really being relentless about wanting to see people be happier and healthier is an important differentiator and factor. And I think that passion is growing, and more people really are passionate about health and are seeing the positive benefits. My mom, you know, got into yoga that way and decided to become a yoga teacher because she felt so great. And in fact, has even said yoga saved her life. I mean, she felt that yoga for her was so dire. And I think that health coaching and making lifestyle changes for a lot of people is very similar, and just kind of getting on the other side and getting away from some of the really unhealthy patterns and behaviors that become a way of life. And so I hope that everyone has found today's show, you know, I think it was a lot of talking about health coaching and my experience with it and my experience with others who do this type of work. And it's not for everyone, but I would hope and encourage that people would maybe take a look into it and see if it is something for them. And as always, you can contact me with any questions. I'm at JenniferF@Duffy@gmail.com. And you can also give us feedback for the network at www.blogtalkradio.com/Life Coach Radio Network. And click the follow button and send us a message. I also hope that you'll check out Monday's show at, actually, there's one tomorrow, Sunday. It's quite the chock full network. Tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern, it's Mark Shaw, Mark My Words, and he's a life coach and business coach. And then Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, Spiritually Speaking with Rev Jen. And so, as always, I'm wishing everyone a very happy, healthy weekend. Take some time to be with your friends and your family, and tell those people that you love them and that you care about them. And remember that it's not just about diet and exercise. Being healthy is really taking care of your whole self. So that is about what you eat and what you do and the relationships in your life, and taking time to enjoy the moments. You know, each moment happens once, and we all struggle so much with being in the moment. We're either thinking about our past and something we did right or did wrong, and thinking about the future and what we're going to do this and that and scheduling and this. But take time for the moments. That's all for today. Thank you. Thanks for listening.